This is CliffCentral.com.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
CliffCentral.com. It is Friday morning. This is Sex Talk with John T. Searle and some really interesting people that we are talking to this morning.
Happy birthday, John T.
Thank you.
This is Unradio. This is Unscripted. And of course, this morning, this is without a doubt Uncensored.
What? I'm in the wrong show. Let me go. I'm not. No. Sorry.
Absolutely. So let's see if anybody is smart this morning and do this first.
Ninja Pudding, Chocolate Starfish, Twitter Bag, Kalipagian.
Today's dirty dictionary word is
Melolagnia.
Whoa.
Dirty dictionary word.
Melolagnia. Any idea what that is?
No, I just heard leg there, so it must be something where you lift up your legs.
No. Far, far away. Tamar, any idea what melolagnia is?
No, the only thing that I recognize is mellow.
Okay. So, we are talking this morning about where adults go to play. The fetish venues, the swingers clubs, the sex clubs. Where do adults go to play in South Africa? And I have to tell you, we're speaking to people who own clubs around the country, except for the people in Natal, who are fast asleep and never responded to any messages or emails.
It's a different time zone.
Well, I don't think, maybe they just talk about everything in Durban and they don't actually do it, or they think about it, or the wind blows and they change their mind. Anyway, so people in Natal, you're asleep.
Too hot.
So maybe you don't have sex there.
Maybe they don't want to know. They don't want people to know.
Maybe.
Maybe they have so many clients they don't want to share.
Yeah, that could be too. So WhatsApp us, 079-748-2090. Where do you go to play? Where do you enjoy your playtime, your adult playtime? And with us first is Mistress Cleo, who's opened a new fetish venue in Johannesburg. I went to see it. I thought it was fantastic, and that was actually the inspiration for the show.
Lovely.
How long have you been a fetish mistress?
Good morning, everybody. I've been a fetish mistress for the past 24 years. I've always worked privately, always by myself. I specialize in all the weird and wonderful things, so not the pain aspect in that. I deal with transgenders. I deal with the strap-on toys. I deal with the dressing up. I deal with the weird and wonderful stuff. I don't do normal. And that's what I do.
Okay, so what does normal mean?
Normal is where you bend over and get caned.
Okay, so if somebody comes along and says, will you cane me, you'll say no?
I'll say yes, but I'll fall asleep first and then I'll...
Okay, so that doesn't excite you too much.
No, I think with fantasies and that, we each have what we like.
Yeah.
But there's so much more to BDSM or even having fun. And... the reason I opened Fetish Haven South Africa was for people to do anything. The word haven means a safety place. It means somewhere where you feel comfortable in. And it's a place that is gay friendly, lesbian friendly, tranny friendly, whatever. If you want to dress up, have fun, do whatever you want to, my venue is the place to be.
Now that's amazing, because you have this whole dress up room.
Absolutely.
That has these amazing costumes and makeup and prosthetics, all sorts of things. So I had boobs when we went to visit them. I had boobs for a little while.
It felt good, hey?
I did, and Charlie even felt my boobs.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I mean, men like to dress. Men love dressing up, and there's nothing wrong. You know, cock in panties are sexy, I think. You know, I have a partner that dresses up, and... he's, you know, we love it. We have fun. We go away. We have fun. We enjoy it.
Your imagination goes somewhere wonderful. Else.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
What was the impetus, the motivation for opening the venue?
Well, I thought to myself, everything is either a brothel or it's something else. Where do you go and play with your partner by yourself, on your own?
So you can hire this venue on your own
you
with
can.
Your partner?
Each room has, I have a medical room that is fully kitted, dungeon, transformation rooms, a prison cell.
Yeah, we saw a speculum there that I think is for horses.
Exactly. Because we allow horses in as well. Yes,
okay.
We do.
That's getting us into a whole different world.
No, on the wall, on the wall. No, I wanted a place for, first of all, I thought about couples. Most relationships go sour, not because you fall out of love, but because you get bored.
Yeah.
You don't know what to do anymore. Mm. And you have kids step in, you have relationship, I mean, you have life, you have money, you have this, you have that. And people just grow apart. I thought of having a venue that you could book an escape to for an hour. Mm. Just book a room and be like when you met for the first time, you know, when you ran to your car and had a quickie there or ran around the corner or whatever. Now you have a venue that has everything and you can go with your partner, the person you care about, and have fun. Mm. And you can walk around naked, you can sit at the bar naked. It's just you and your partner. It's not a swingers club, so I'm no threat to anybody. It is a private venue for couples and for people who want to have fun. And then if you want to throw a party, have a naughty party, girls have a bachelorette party, or just anything, this is the venue. And my main aim here is discretion. That is what I'm all about, is a private venue that is safe, that is okay for anybody to come through. There is no, you can't come in because, what, you're too gay or you're too whatever. This is your venue. This is for you.
That's fantastic. Mm. That's so needed because there aren't a lot of – actually, there's no full-time kind of fetish venue.
There isn't.
In Joburg, not that I know about anyway.
And this is 24 hours when I'm always there. So you can – whenever you want to come, whenever you feel like just getting away, you can call me, make an appointment. The venue's there for you. It has got everything.
Wow.
All you need to bring is your partner. Mm. There's clothes. There's shoes up to size 17. There's boobs. I even do saline boobs for the guys who want to really feel like a woman
so
and have
those tits. So talk about that because it's a really big fetish.
Absolutely.
So it's having saline injected into your breasts.
Yes.
And it actually also extends to pussy lips, to cocks, to balls.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Saline, and the thing with saline is it's just water. It's your body water. So it's not – the only thing you've got to be careful about is the sterile aspect. It's got to be clean. It's got to be hygienically clean, your surfaces, everything that you do. But I mean, it's wonderful to have those nice little boobs.
So you put a needle in and flow saline into somebody's breasts.
It's an hour and it's done.
And how long does it last?
It lasts about 6 hours because most people, your body absorbs water pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what it does. You know, it just absorbs and it's all good. If you put dextrose or something else in, you could have boobs for like a day or more than that. Maybe 24 hours to maybe 48 hours. But generally about 6 hours it lasts.
And are a lot of women doing this?
A lot of men are doing it.
Really?
Yeah. No, women, I think they like it when it just hangs there, you know. But the men want it all nice and perky. You see, now I'm joking. But yeah, I haven't done any women as yet. I deal mostly with cross-dressers, which is my thing. I love cross-dressers. Just getting it out there.
Okay. Why?
Why? Yeah.
What's the attraction?
I think, first of all, they take such care in the way they dress.
Mm-hmm.
They have the best of both worlds. You, a man, and you, a woman. So you, both parts of you that mean a lot, being feminine and being manly, they come out together. And they dress well. They take care. Their nails, their hair, their everything. Mm. They just go out of their way to look good. We get up in the morning and we don't even brush our hair and we just get out there. We don't even put on sexy panties. I'm still wearing those big black panties, you know, those bloomers that they call.
Yeah.
But I mean, a tranny or a cross-dresser wears sexy stuff. They want to feel good. You know, they want to look good. The nylon hold-ups, I can't even get the hold-ups on. You know, I mean, it just rolls down with my rolls. But that's not the point. The thing is, it's just I have such love for them because I think it's such a brave thing to embrace that part of you that you want to suppress and hold back. It's just beautiful. I love them.
How did you start with this in your life? What was the initial attraction?
I come from an awesome family. Great parents, great upbringing. I'm spiritual. I write. If you Google me, I write, I sing, I do a lot of stuff. But I've always liked, again, not the normal stuff. Mm-hmm. And when I started doing this the first time, I knew this was my calling because I loved it. I don't do drugs. I'm not a drinker, not a smoker. I love what I do. Never touched a drug. So when people say, oh, it's because of your habit or this, they're talking crap. I love what I do. I love being with people. I love that you're so adventurous and you want to do more with yourself. You, whatever it is, whether you like being fisted or toys or strap-ons, you know what? The haven is your place. Whether you want to do whatever it is, this is where you come to be you, and it's your safety place. That's
amazing because there aren't a lot of places like that around.
Absolutely. Yeah. A lot of people that allow themselves to be like that.
And we've been hearing, you know, from the clubs that sometimes they're not as safe a space as they should be. So that's fantastic. It's beautiful. Where are you going?
Closer to you.
This is like musical chairs here. So we need another mic. Is that working?
No.
No. You know why? Because you have to sit where you were.
And back she goes.
Because of the telephone lines for this morning.
Okay. No, I wanted to see your eyes, Jonty. That's why I moved. I wanted to look into your eyes.
I think also another reason I wanted Fetish Haven to be such a success and to be open to everybody is the fact that most venues are not gay friendly.
They're not cross-gender friendly.
Exactly. Yeah. You go to a place and you think you're safe and you can. People look at you like, what's up with you? Mm. But you know what? It's them that the problem is. Because a lot of them have the secret wish that they could do this and they're too scared. They don't want to do it.
Absolutely.
Now, at the Haven, come, be yourself.
Allow yourself to be yourself. You don't even know who you are.
Exactly. And that is so important. Life is so short. You need to embrace every part of you. That is glorious.
What's your favorite toy in the dungeon? Because it's an amazingly equipped dungeon. There's a fucking machine there.
Absolutely.
There are so many benches and things. It's incredible.
My favorite toy is the strap-on. Yeah. I love the strap-on. I think a chick with a strap-on is sexy. No, I just need to get one that fits me now because I'm getting so nice and round. I don't know what's up, but I'm just getting round.
It's very interesting. You know, firstly, there's an art to using a strap-on.
Absolutely.
And second thing is, a lot of women who do that once realize how hard work it is.
But also how powerful it is, Jonty. I think you should actually integrate it into the clinic.
Oh, yeah.
To get a woman to fuck. You know, you can fuck, girl.
It's amazing, the power.
Just move with it.
Absolutely.
I love that. And I love fisting, I must say. Yeah. But with my nails now, it's hard.
You're not that.
Yeah, I know.
You can put all kind of stuff.
No, absolutely. I'm all into the ass thing. That's my cup of tea. Okay. I mean, love it. They can say, oh, don't touch my ass. But you know you like it, boy. Bend over, let mama give it to you.
Well, you know, he's not alive anymore. But there was a world expert in anal massage.
Who did it
from a very serious health and spiritual perspective. A guy called Chester Maynard in America. And an amazing man. And his saying was, open your ass and your heart will follow.
Absolutely, and that's true.
The connection between anal work and the heart.
No, it is. A lot of people like it. It's a central thing. Yeah. To be able to play between anybody's legs, I think essential. Mm. People, what they're afraid of is the reason they don't do stuff. It's like, oh, I don't like this, I don't like that. It's because they don't know. When you're dumb and stupid and you're close-minded and you don't experience stuff, doesn't mean because, hey, I like my ass being played with, I'm gay. Oh, because I like this, I'm this. You know what? Your body's there to be enjoyed. Do it. Have fun.
And there's such potential of enjoyment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's such a nice picture when you're bent over. It's gorgeous. I love it, man. Bloody hell.
I'm just visualizing so many things in my head, and it's so wonderful. It's the coolest place.
What else is in the fetish haven?
I have the medical room,
dungeon,
transformation room. I have different bedrooms for when couples just want to come and get away. They have rooms that are fully equipped,
so they can spend a night.
You can have, and it's so private. I've got lots of bathrooms. It's really, really private. I have an entertainment area where you can dance. You can put on music. I have a venue that you can actually come and have your kinky parties, your girl parties, whatever you want to do. You can come. It's the perfect venue.
Wonderful.
Mm. It really is. And for the people that are like really old school and, you know, don't want to see this and that, I close off sections so you don't have to see that. You can be boring and in the corner, and I respect that.
And you'll get involved with people, or you'll leave them alone.
Exactly. I'll leave you alone if that's what you want. If you want me to teach you or help you or assist in some way, maybe teach you how to touch, do whatever, I'll help you with your partner. But otherwise, it's you, it's your playground, you have fun. I'm just there to make sure that you have everything you need and that it's a perfect experience for you, and that's it.
Fantastic. And what's the website, Mistress Cleo?
It's fetishhavensouthafrica.co.za. And then I have mine, which is mistresscleosouthafrica.co.za. And the numbers are easy. It's, yeah, just come through.
Absolutely. I think it's wonderful.
Thank you.
And, yeah, we will definitely be at some of your events.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That's really, really
thank you.
Exciting. I think it's awesome. So we're going to talk now to the owners of some of the swingers clubs in South Africa. And just a little bit of what the club is about, what the focus is, and how you get through to them. Where do you go and play? And it's really important to understand that because you go to a swingers club or a swingers party does not mean that you have to do anything. You're there for yourself. You're there to explore, to create your own safety, to really focus on communication with you and your partner. And understand your reasons for going, understand your boundaries, really important. And it can be a really exciting space. It doesn't have to be about having sex with someone else. It can just be the excitement of being in a sexually charged space, in a sexually charged environment, in a space that's exciting, in a space where you can dress really sexily. So the interesting thing for women is that the clubs are actually the safest place generally that a woman can be, because you can literally dance naked on the dance floor and nobody's going to come near you. Not like at other clubs where people are drunk and they're all over you.
Yeah.
So let us begin this journey and put that on. Morning, Laura.
Good morning, Donkey. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Tell us about your club, Pharaohs.
Okay, Sarah was created by me, a woman for women and their partners. I've been around 17 years. Sarah is a proper fantasy club. I do not entertain huge parties, though. Different theme evenings, it's a lot of fun and it's exciting. I provide a very safe environment and a sexy ambiance. With us, discretion is and respect is paramount. To this point, I'm very selective as to how I plan a party. Ratio of single and couples is considered. Swingers lifestyle is really about couples and their fantasies. You know, our parties are booked in advance. I don't allow walk-ins. There is a private invitation club only. You have to be a member. You will sign an indemnity form every time you come and visit us at Pharaoh's. And remember what happens if Sarah stays with Sarah.
Okay. Interesting discussions about that. What happens in Vegas
is supposed
to stay there.
Exactly. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Absolutely.
And so it should be.
That's fantastic. And you've been running this club for 17 years, you said?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And the focus of Pharaohs is on women? Sensuality.
I entertain value and integrity when it comes to this kind of thing, because women to me are special. I'm also a woman. I also know what it feels like to be a little bit suppressed. So I'm focused on the woman. So women, I think a platform where women can feel free and to be who they want to be and really sort of get in touch with their own sexuality. Doesn't mean they only come on their own and it's only for women. Yes, with their partners. But it is a place where they can feel free to be who they really want to be, because every woman somewhere has had the thought in her head that maybe I can pull on. Maybe I can wear wonderful lingerie for my partner or for myself. But first and foremost, for yourself.
Cool, thank you. The website, Pharaoh's website.
Our website is Pharaohs, pharaohs.co.za.
Wonderful.
Make sure you spell it right.
Thank you so much, and we wish you a wonderful weekend of pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you so much, John.
Thank you. Pharaoh's is where John T, where it all began for me, because thanks to you, John T. And it's a wonderful place. It's very, very cool for people that are still afraid of them, you know, they're afraid of sexuality. Such a safe space, such a wonderful place to really understand that sexuality is just another aspect of yourself. So before I'll go to Mistress Cleo's place, I'll go to play at Pharaoh's, see that other people are sexual as well, and then I'll start realizing that actually maybe I want more, maybe I know myself a bit better. But at Pharaoh's, something that happened to me was to realize to be sexual is a gift. It's just normal. It's not something to be ashamed of. And that opened my mind, opened my heart and other parts.
So, Mistress Cleo, in your life, are you in a relationship?
I am.
Is it a monogamous relationship?
No. Yes, sorry.
No. Sorry. Yeah. What is
yes,
it?
I have okay, the perfect relationship.
Can we explain monogamy yes, to you?
Sorry, I didn't catch. Yes, no, absolutely. I'm in a fantastic relationship. My partner's great. He cross-dresses.
Okay.
So that is something we do together because it's my passion. It's his. I've met the perfect mates. And he We're just great. He supports anything I do and all my crazy ideas, and he's hundreds. He's awesome.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I know. He's good.
And to have that support is amazing. To be able to express the fullness of yourself in your relationship.
No, absolutely. And we have balance because we have normal, which is normal life, and then we have our craziness. I mean, we go to Bangkok and we just go mull. You know, we like, yes, I'm surprised they didn't put me out of Bangkok, but anyway.
Yeah, how did you even leave? How did you come back here? Do you know you're in South Africa for 25 years? You're doing what you're doing. You could have been an empress of note somewhere.
Oh, it's so awesome. No, it's you know what? When you leave South Africa, you want to come back. That is, I tell you, this is the country to be in. First of all, if you're in the business, if anything, this is where you want to be. But going to other places and experiencing other cultures is great and how they do it. The girls in Thailand aren't dominant. They're submissive. But we took over, you know. They know who I am.
Hello, sweetie. Let me teach you something.
Yeah, that's kind of thing. Yeah, no, it was awesome.
People think that if you go to play in adult clubs, in fetish, in BDSM, or whatever is creativity, your sexual creativity is, you're not faithful.
No.
You're crazy. You have no moral. You're adventurous, you're going to leave everything behind. All these things, all these weird assumptions which has to do with anything that is out of control.
Good morning, Theo.
Morning, John.
How are you, sir?
Good.
Good. Tell us about Club Poison. You guys have been open a long time as well.
We've been open for about 7 years. First, I want to say thank you to you and your team for the wonderful job you're doing with opening people's minds up.
Thank you. It's really important, and we value every moment and every person we talk to, so thank you.
Yeah, no, it's good. John, yes, Club Poison has been going for 7 years in December. The history goes a long way back, and that has actually started with origins with Mark and Bella. About 7 years ago, they decided to build a club, ran it for about 5 years, and then sold it. And I, in turn, bought that beginning of this year.
Why would you want to buy a swingers club, Theo?
Passion for the lifestyle.
Okay.
Yeah, but basically the whole idea why I bought it was to, you know, make sure the lifestyle keeps going.
Okay. And what's the focus of Poison?
Sorry?
What is the focus of Poison?
Process.
The focus.
Focus. Oh, focus is lifestyle. When I say lifestyle, yes, it's not all about sex. It's actually about friendships that people form. A lot of the clubs have got different focuses. Ours is really friendships that people can form with other people with like-minded ideas.
Okay. And you're actively involved in the club, being involved in the lifestyle?
Yes, I am involved. Being an owner, I don't get much chance to actually participate in everything. You're more controlling the parties on the night. But I am very passionate about the lifestyle.
Okay. Has that had enormous impact on your personal life?
Time-wise, yes, really much so. To be honest, and I'm sure all the other owners will tell you the same story, you don't make a lot of money in the club. So we all actually run our own daytime jobs and things like that. And in between that, you try and focus on the club and get things ready for parties. We're having a party tonight again. We're actually having one tonight with Kiwi Club.
With who?
With Kiwi Club.
Kiwi Club, okay.
Okay. So yeah. So you do quite a lot of cooperative ventures.
Yeah, well, we actually rented a venue. Okay. So most of our focus is actually on people actually coming to have parties at our venue.
Okay. And you do bondage nights at Poison as well?
We do. We have a sound barrier party every third Saturday of every month. We also have, which is unique for our clubs, we've got an interracial party focused purely on people that are open-minded to color barriers as well.
Now, that's interesting because in the scene in South Africa, the clubs are often quite kind of, I don't know what word to use, insular.
Yes. It is something that is not openly accepted. As much as we'd like to think things like racism is out the window, it's not yet.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. All right. Theo, thank you for your time. The website of Poison.
www.clubpoison.co.za.
Thank you so much and have a wonderful weekend of pleasure.
Thank you for the opportunity,
Tonti. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Very interesting. It sounds like missionary, like crusaders, like we do it for the mission.
Because it is such a passion and because it takes such a personal involvement. I know from my work that there's a job side of it, but it's a passion. And for me, I've always said when that dies, if that ever does, then that's it. Because it comes from the heart. It comes from inside. And if it's not an expression of that, then it can't happen.
It's a lot of psychology. It's a lot of maintenance, a lot of support, Jonty, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an enormous amount of everything and constant growth and constant learning and exploration and expanding and seeing what it is that people and how people change and how we grow. You know, so my friend Galen Fuss, who we talk about a lot and who I talk to a lot, talks about how a lot of modern psychology is often 20 years behind where people are sexually. And that's really fascinating. Good morning, Jessica. Good morning, Chippy.
Morning, Chanti. How are you, my friend?
Fine, and you?
Very good, and a happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much. How's Pretoria this morning?
Pretoria's good. The weather's always great on this side.
Absolutely. Nice hot day today. Chippy, when did you open Club Privilege?
Club Privilege was opened a year ago. We had our first year anniversary last weekend, and it's just been one great success story. Pretoria has had the need for a fantasy club, swingers club, for a while now, and I've personally attended all the other clubs in the Gauteng area, and we decided it was time to open one in Pretoria. And yes, we've expanded twice already, and it's a really, really awesome adventure that we started a year ago.
Fantastic. So the one thing I like about your club, and I have to say that I haven't been to visit yet, and it's on our list, we've just been kind of really busy, is that every room has its own jacuzzi, and I think that's fantastic.
Mm. Right. So we don't go and say it's only a swingers club. It's a fantasy club. So we actually have a large group of friends who come with their wives, and they don't necessarily want to swap with other people, but they enjoy the kinkiness, they enjoy the sexiness around them, and then husband and wife or partners go to a room in private, got their own jacuzzis, and they have their fun, whatever the fantasy is. But we also have our voyeur rooms, we've got our BDSM room with all our swings and chains, and we've recently expanded to an outside area as well.
That's fantastic for summer now.
Yeah, yes. It's to go out, it's to enjoy Absolutely. Outside nature a little bit. Just
yeah, because there's not often a place to have sex outside.
Ooh, I like that.
Well, and it's a big fantasy, huh? It's a big kinky
Chippy,
thing.
We've lost you. We lost Chippy. So some peewee will try and get Chippy back. But that's an interesting one, is that a lot of the clubs actually don't have
An outside
area, unless it's the parking lot. Yes. But I just thought about that, and it actually never quite struck me before.
Yeah.
There's like a little nature area where you can go and
do it against a tree.
That's it.
Feel the wind on your skin.
Which
feel
kind of really opens some interesting ideas. You could have a little beach. Or
that's true. I wish we would know about a place on the beach.
Wipe your ass in the grass. Ooh, go.
The second sexpo we ever did, Second sex bow. I had a beach on my stand.
Wow. Nice.
I thought, got to have a beach. And we had a little beach.
Sand as well.
Yeah.
Sand, a bit of water.
Yeah.
Nothing half like the sand between your ass cheeks.
Sand there. Oh, Chippy, we're back.
Back again. Nice. I don't know what happened there.
Okay. So we're talking about outside. Can you have sex in your outside area?
Right. And we've put jacuzzi on the outside area as well. And we've got play areas there. And, yes. People love the open air fantasies that they may have. And yes, we cater for both the smoking and non smoking. So on the one side we've got a dance floor with a disco and a lot of smoke going on and the lasers and that. But then we also need to provide for the non smokers who need a bit of fresh air, and therefore we've got non smoking lounges.
That's
and
me.
Obviously the fresh air outside area.
Yeah, I have a real issue with smoking venues, I must say. That's my personal thing.
Yes, so we can cater for everybody's needs, you know.
Yeah.
But we've got to look at that. So that's also why we've got the sex chairs and we've got a sex swing and we've got, not everybody uses everything.
Yeah.
We provide the venue to live out the fantasy.
Fantastic. Chippy, what's the website?
It's clubprivilege.co.za. One word.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Awesome, and you guys have a great day. And yes, the open invitation is there. We're still waiting for your visit.
Thank you.
Definitely coming.
Thank you so much.
John. Bye, guys.
I really like the idea of this outside thing. I think it
actually,
could be Ferris, amazing.
In Ferris,
so
they also have a garden outside that you can play a bit.
For people.
I think people
to do that.
Yeah, it's still scary to go out, like, who's watching me? Is it really safe? That's how I feel when I go there to the garden, like in Ferro's. I'm kind of like, oh, cameras, I don't know. It's always that fear. Imagine that, and John, about what you said before, imagine that once you go to Mistress Cleo's club, or you go to Ferro's, or to Theo, or to any beautiful, amazing club, people really, I believe you. It's more maintenance than money. It's more passion. And imagine there was a society to actually fall back in onto. So you go, you want to talk to someone, something came up in your relationship, in your marriage. You want to chat. You know, if you go out and you just ask one person, you get crucified. You get hunted. You are completely, completely wrong. Anyway, whatever you did, it's the wrong thing. I tell my friends almost everything they don't want to know, but I force it on them. And then I tell them exactly. I'm like, yeah, listen, what happened? And then they also come back and they say, you know what? They got divorced because. Yeah. And I say, no, actually, they lasted so long because. But anyway.
Yeah, no, it's important for couples to have fun together. I think if you can't have fun with the person that you're dating or seeing or married to, what is the point?
Well, that's kind of interesting because there's a perception that it gets more boring and it gets more kind of staid and closed over time. I'm having the best sex that I've had in my life.
Whoa.
The most excitement, the most exploration, the most love, the most arousal. That's absolutely incredible. And even in our relationship, we realize how you have to work
you
at
have
that.
To.
How you have to keep that going through consciousness, through making the time. And I realized this last week. We don't have time. We don't have time for anything. Full stop. We make time.
That's
and
true.
If your relationship is important and if pleasure is important, you will make time
true.
For that. And we think it's going to happen all by itself.
Never.
It's not.
It's not. You have to put the effort
and
in.
All of a sudden, you realize how precarious your relationship is when you haven't done that. And it's so important. And it's one of the first things that I teach people. You make time.
Mm.
Because the expectation that it's just going to happen all by itself, spontaneously, it is not.
Never.
With the lives that we live and the busyness we have. So let's say hi to Steph. Good morning.
Morning, Jordi.
How are you, Steph? Woo.
Very, very, very well.
Steph, you got a big voice.
Sorry.
No, it's wonderful.
That's great.
And you're a big guy, I know that. So, Steph, you've done something different out in the Far East.
What?
Yeah, no, we decided it's time to have a decent club out in the East.
Okay. Where are you in the East?
We're in Benoni, just behind Lakeside Mall.
Okay. So, they can go do shopping at Woolies and then drop in for a visit.
Something like that, yeah.
No,
we realized there was no strip club, Swingers Club out in the East, so I think it is a good idea to bring it out to the people there.
Okay. And how did you get involved in this, Steph?
20 years ago, what's it, about 16 years ago, we helped one of the other clubs setting up. And then somebody approached us, and we actually opened up on a Saturday for more than 6 years, also in Benoni, at a club called 509. Oh. And, yeah, that was a lot of fun. We enjoyed it very much, made fantastic friends there. And the club was nice and busy. And, life happened, and we moved on down to the sea. And out of the blue, I got a call and said, there's opportunity. So we grabbed it.
Mm. Okay. Now, you've been married for a long time.
Yes, 17 years.
And
my second marriage.
17 years, yeah. And you've been involved in the lifestyle for almost all of that.
Almost all of that, yeah. I think about 6 months after we met, we were invited to a house party up in Kempton Park.
Okay.
And we enjoyed that very much. And then we were invited by people we met there to one of the clubs. And then that's when we started to go.
Okay. So that's quite a leap from doing that to actually running a club.
Yes, it is. But, it's a business. It is a business in terms of you run it like a business, but you're supposed to look after the people, you know. Your clients always come first.
Mm.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. You lie, Steph.
Sorry, man. That just came out.
If they come first, they come again.
Absolutely. And what's the focus of the club, Steph? Is it for more couples, singles, a mixture?
Jonty, the club is not a huge club. We can fit 80 people in comfortably seated. Yeah, from 10 o'clock in the evening, I probably can fit another 40 people in when everybody disappears off to the various play areas. Okay. But we decided to do a nice, intimate venue, mostly aimed at couples and single ladies. We do allow a limited amount of single men, normally verified on the big swingers' websites, to join,
Okay.
But it's mostly geared towards the couples.
Okay, wonderful. And the website, Steph?
The club's name is Shakers with a Z, and the website is www.shakers.co.za.
Wonderful.
There's all the rules, regulations, and photos, all our party dates and information on there.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
It's an absolute pleasure, John. It's nice to speak to you again after so many years.
Absolutely. Have a cool day.
Okay, you too. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. It's interesting how every club has rules. Do you have rules, Mrs. Cleo?
No, because usually the people that come there are really...
They already know. Mm.
They know, and I think you come in there to play privately.
Okay.
You know, you come in there to just have time and enjoy time with your partner. So your whole focus is really on just... As long as you respect my space... And I clean, I do everything. So you just have a ball. Mm. I mean, I really don't have no problems, no issues, no drinking, no fights, no nothing. Mm. And we open to every race, every culture.
It's important.
Every lifestyle, whatever it is, my door is your haven. And that's it.
If I want to find someone that plays like I do, can I ask you?
You can, and I can arrange something.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's interesting because I don't trust...
Yeah.
Most of it, like in South Africa, I don't trust. Like, even when I try to look in FetLife, which is my kind of Facebook for kinky or more open-minded people, it's so many people. Oh. And also, how do you reach them? You're like,
a lot of them are wankers, I have to admit.
Yeah, well, I know. Yeah. We tried even to, when we went to Italy, we're like, okay, write in Italian. Then you got only like three young guys that want to chat. Which is still a problem because where are all the people? Where are the most wonderful creative people? They do not want. And that is interesting because Jonty always says it. If you're not creative in that aspect of your life, how can you expect to have blood flowing from the bottom of your bottom? From your bottom, you know, from top to bottom. How can you have all the aspects and fulfillment of yourself? How can you really really live a full life? How?
Because I think a lot of people just think it in their heads.
They have to.
So how do you, or what is the impact on the rest of people's lives from the experiences that they have? with you?
I've had a few couples come and book there, and they loved it. I've had a couple that just had a baby. The wife had just had a baby like 6 months, and she just planned it. And she booked for 6 hours and got her husband to come there. And he didn't know what it was because it's a renovated warehouse. So when you come in, it looks like you're going to an empty industrial area. And he didn't know where he was coming to. She was in the room. Everything was done, planned everything. And they had an amazing time.
Wow.
And they sent me an excellent letter of referral. And they just loved it. I've had couples that have booked for weekends. And they just and the nice thing, the husband really wasn't into playing too much. But he... The two of us sat and watched sports, because I'm a sports fanatic, while his wife was on the fuck machine. So we tied her down, we had on the fuck machine, and we were watching the rugby and the soccer. And
oh, no, man.
And he had such a ball, because he said to me he imagined himself coming there and just not having any fun, only she would have. But it was amazing. And every time I'd go, I actually looked after her.
They blow my mind.
And they had fantastic time. It was awesome.
So is there a bed there if you want to spend a weekend?
Absolutely. I've got stunning four-poster beds. They're gorgeous. Everything. They have all the bondage things on there. Everything.
I've seen the bed. It's
It's lovely. Wow. Yeah.
What other sports you enjoy?
I am a fanatical rugby, soccer, tennis, cricket, you name it, golf. I can sit the whole night and watch. There's two channels in my house. It's a sports channel. And the crime channel.
And the what?
So either you're getting whacked to death or somebody's eating a ball. So no, I love sports. I'm a sports fanatic. Balls.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It's amazing. Just thinking about it. So it's, sometimes it's parties and sometimes it's private. Always private.
Always private. Okay. Most times I've had one or two parties. I've just started out now to integrate that.
Okay.
But most times it's really just I'm trying to get couples to bond and couples to get together and couples to reunite with each other. And before you can get other people involved, you need to be comfortable with your partner.
Yeah.
So if a man comes to you, because obviously this is a big focus and a big passion of yours, and wants to slowly try this transformation, firstly, you're offering a safe space for
absolutely
this. And that, are you doing makeup?
I do makeup. I've done courses. I do the whole makeup, the whole shebang. We have fun, trust me. I do the whole face, the boobs, everything. You don't have to do Salem boobs immediately. You can just dress up, you can sit at the bar, have a drink, because people are nervous. And you know, so it's just, you can do it step by step until you're comfortable with it. And even for groups of people, just to have a laugh. You come and you dress up your boyfriend for fun. You have a party. You can have a couple's party and dress the men like ladies, and the women can dress and just laugh. You know, it's such good fun.
We forget that. We forget that it's about playing.
Absolutely.
And we forget the fun. And we take it so seriously.
Serious.
And it has to be this way. And everybody has to have an orgasm. And everybody has to do this. And has to, instead of, it's fun, play.
You need to just get to know each other first, and then everything, just step by step. You integrate lots of things. Integrate this, integrate that. And just the whole idea of getting together is to enjoy each other.
Yeah, you know, we were at Pride last week.
Oh.
And one of the amazing things was simply the fun people have in getting dressed up.
Absolutely.
And this is whether you're gay or you're straight, because we were there with the kids. My daughter was there. Shanti's daughter was there. There were families that were there. Not as many as there should have been.
Still not.
And that's a different story. But just the fun of it and the enjoyment and the expression
the was the rainbow
amazing. And to show people that you can simply have fun.
Exactly.
That, you know, we put on yellow tutus and...
Well, wonderful. And I mean, it's so much... To laugh is such a gift to be able to do that. I mean, people are so serious. You know, you see somebody that's dressing up and walking with makeup and it's, oh, look at him, take form or whatever.
Yeah.
Instead of embracing the bravery it took for somebody to get out of their door and put that on and just do it. You know, people are so judgmental because everything is, oh, look at that. Oh, gosh, her skirt's too short. This is... People are full of shit, man.
That's for sure.
And that's one of the things that all of these environments give people is the safety to do that. And
absolutely.
I know a lot of women who one of the reasons that they go to a club is not to have sex with anybody else. And very often they don't even have sex with their husband there. But it allows them to dress the way that they dress, to look the
way
that they
judged.
Look, and to really get in touch with that part of themselves and to express that. That's safe.
And it's a confidence boost.
I would like to, sorry. I would like to invite people to really go into that space of opening up.
Absolutely.
Then to, because also in sex club you really can see the, you know, the stagnant, the,
yes,
the people don't, they say, okay, I'm now in a sex club, but actually they're just serving X amount of, I don't know, agendas, you know. So
absolutely,
some men will go just to get some, and some women would go to control their husbands or to actually answer not enough sex at home.
Exactly.
Well, the same games play out in a club as in your relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, Esther Perel, who's a fantastic sexologist, wrote something a while ago that said couples who are happy have the same issues and problems as couples who are not.
True.
Absolutely.
That.
So the simple thing is, whatever the dynamics in your relationship are, they play out in that space more so because they are going to be magnified there. If you have a level of jealousy, you have to know it is going to be raging.
True.
If you have a level of boredom, it is going to be there because you're going to do something once and it's exciting for a little while, but then you're going to be bored again.
Absolutely.
And it becomes exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
So expecting that to fix your relationship is absolutely delusional.
Mm.
And my take on it is, before you go to a club, you really need to learn about communication.
Absolutely.
You need to learn about why you're going, about what it is that you're going to do, about the boundaries, about how you communicate with each other. And if you don't do that, you're opening a door for sometimes a world of possibilities that are not always fun. You can have amazing experiences, and there's no question of that. And even last week when we spoke about the side of bondage and BDSM that is not a happy side, a lot of people are having amazing experiences.
Absolutely.
There's no question of that. But you need to be very clear within yourself and within your relationship. Why?
Absolutely.
What are you doing with this? And that is just so important.
It is. It is. Because why are you with your partner? Why are you going? Are you going to have separate fun? If this is your partner. So that is a trust kind of bond.
Issue.
I trust you. You're not going to hurt me.
Yes.
If you want something, we'll communicate about
yes.
it. But why should I limit you? Why should I limit you if you're going to have
yes.
something that's going to make you grow, going to make you expand, going to make you have fun, going to help you to understand who you really are? Why should I want to control you? And that's something we never got any encouragement to do.
But that's the thing with Fetish Haven. It's a platform for couples to get to know each other again. Mm. Without the hassles of home. Even if it's just an hour, you're coming and you're getting to know your partner again. Laugh with him, joke with him, have fun. Look at all the toys and,
Oh,
gosh, look at this. But it's with your partner. And that is the first step to actually making time for you.
Yeah.
Then after that, I think, you know, involving other people and can happen. But it's so important to be able to do things with a person you care about.
And don't try to just try to make any fuel because
exactly.
it's exciting.
Yes.
It's going to go again. It's going to just be
yes.
there for a few days or a few weeks.
You've got to do it often.
6 weeks. 6 weeks is the time that somebody gets excited.
Yes.
And then, you know, you get back to your old self. So that's something. Mrs. Cleo, when you go to your club, when you go to your beautiful venue,
yes.
don't you get overwhelmed?
I love it. I'm
yeah,
so happy.
Yeah,
I mean,
if it's the first time, like I haven't seen a horse cock, you know, dildo, and I haven't seen
yes.
a fuck machine, and let's say I haven't seen all these wonderful toys, don't people get overwhelmed?
They do, but you know what I like about it is that it's so spacious. My venue is so big, so it can constantly grow. It can constantly evolve. It's not you're going to come one time, do a few things, and that's it. The next time you come, there's going to be something else. And that's what I wanted with a venue, is that every time you come, there's something else you can do. You want to visit, you know?
Yeah. And to have a place, it's an interesting thing, because to explore some fantasies, to have some help with that, to have costumes, to have rooms,
yes.
to have space for that, that's so important.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of the clubs provide people.
Yes.
Is that space, and
that's
their importance.
It's very important.
And I say, regardless of whether you're ever going to have sex with anybody else
yes.
or not, whether you're going to be monogamous or not, visit a club to see what people are doing, to see how real it is, and to see how normal
Absolutely.
It is. And that's a fascinating thing, because so many people think their fantasies are so unique.
Yeah.
I'm the only one on this whole planet out of 7 billion, and it's just me who has
yes.
it. And as soon as people hear that they're not the only one, it's like this, oh, I'm normal.
I'm not alone.
Yeah, even
you know?
Even if it's not so many people, that feel like that? Why do you, first of all, feel ashamed of being, you know, unique?
Yeah, because people think, you know, there must be something wrong with me. Why do I like that? Why do I want to do this? I must be, there must be something. Oh, gosh, I must go say 28 Hail Marys. You know what? There is 100 other people that have the same thoughts, the same insecurities, the same desires, the same wishes. And it's nice to know you are not alone.
So in terms of thinking about Hail Marys, do you have do you have nuns' outfits?
I do. Okay. I do.
There are a lot of people who would like to
that
dress
is so
up.
Sexy. Yeah, I know.
Somebody who's trying to do to try to be celibate from the wrong reason. That's really, really, that's hot. You know, it's like, fuck, I'm going to break that. I'm going to feel good about it. I'm going to break that nun.
Mm. Yeah, you got to have different outfits. It's so much fun just to play there. And even for couples to come there and dress up in something different, something you wouldn't even think of at home.
Yeah.
So you can be the French maid. You can be the nurse. Yeah, well, that's boring. But then be the nun.
Well, for some people, the nurse is very exciting.
Oh, it's sexy. Oh, absolutely. Yes, I know.
Why don't you come without an idea and let the ideas come when you are there?
Yeah.
Don't make a plan. Just go.
Yes, exactly.
And just make a good space for both
of
you to grow. Beautiful.
Have fun.
Jonty,
that's
what about
really
that leg?
What it is.
We're still curious about the left leg, Legomania. Left what was mellow leg?
Mellow legnia. Is being aroused by music.
Really?
And being turned on by music.
Oh, no, I can do that.
Yeah.
Yes. So we've heard about this amazing singer that you are. So we've got to hear something. Come on.
What should we do?
Anything.
Ooh.
Anything you like. You really go.
But I like slow music. I'm so boring.
So, slow is good. Let's hear
In my dreams, we stand in the moonlight. He looks into my eyes, then tells me that he'll stay. It's one more night, we spend it together, pretend it's forever, but it doesn't work that way. In real life, people say one thing, then they'll do another. In real life, they'll break a tender heart of an innocent lover now and then.
So when you've got a strap on up somebody's butt, you can just now break
and then.
It.
Oh, baby, give it to me. I want ya. Been for a friend.
Like that, when there's a proper strap on connected to your ass, you're amazing.
And I have to say, Michelle Diamond in London, thank you for your message, because it makes me think of the last retreat we did in Mozambique. You were there.
Oh.
And that's fantastic. And it just fills me with such happy memories.
And your pants are totally hip.
These are special Mozambique. Anybody been to Amigos in Punta Malangan? These are Amigos pants.
Beautiful.
Very special.
I think people around the world should just fly to Mozambique to your retreats, Jonty, and just learn to open up their hearts, to accept, to explore. It's beautiful.
Mistress Cleo, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
This has been really wonderful. And I wish you so much luck with Fetish Haven. I think it's fantastic.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
And I wish you all so much pleasure.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
This is CliffCentral.com.